Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I need you to jump over on social media platforms with me, if you would. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. Don't forget to subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, stick to the topic. I just may need your input. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, period. Okay? Let's go over to what the mainstream media and the outlets are reporting today. Isn't that interesting? We know that there's massive voter fraud taking place in this country. We make reference to Stalin when he said that, devil, by the way. We make reference to Stalin who said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. The voice of the people, have they spoken today? Let me tell you, in the state of Minnesota, I can tell you first and foremost, no, the people have not spoken, but those that continuously set the narrative have spoken once again. And I'm showing you on social media platforms right now, Governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, right? Again, notice the numbers, how divided they are. 52.3% to that of 44.6% of that of Scott Jensen. He's just as worthless as Walz is in many ways. But the point is being made. They're suggesting that the people in the state of Minnesota revoted in a guy that shut down businesses. I just want you to think about this. That attacks small businesses, driving and corralling the customer base that was shut down through the small businesses over to his corporate buddies. Interesting enough, we're told that the people in the state of Minnesota gotten behind Tim Walz, the no-show governor. Matter of fact, at the Minnesota State Fair, friends, he had a booth there that no one's seen him visit. And this is the one that the billboards are put up all over the state of Minnesota saying, where's Tim Walz? He's the guy that never shows up except for his political ops. And the only time that you see him is if you're at a dinner somewhere and there's a TV on and you see him make his little political op, his little show up to appease the people in the state of Minnesota. By the way, Tim Walz is not from Minnesota. He's from Nebraska. I also want you to think about this, friends, okay? Tim Walz is also the guy that when he shut down the small businesses in the state of Minnesota, attacking them unconstitutionally, he shut down the state for a long, long time. Okay, they want you to believe that he was voted in by the people in the state of Minnesota. This is also the guy that has his board set up with Muslims on his council. They want you to believe that the people in the state of Minnesota voted for Tim Walz. This is also the guy that made sure that if grandma was dying in the old folks' home that you could not go see her. And just consider all the people that were murdered by the vaccine. And I'll get to that in a moment just to prove that even further with brand new information dealing with the same old corrupt politicians. I'll get to that in just a moment. They want you to believe that the people in the state of Minnesota want an anti-gunner in office. They want you to believe that this guy that attacks grandmas who didn't shut down their businesses, throwing them in jail for 60 days, is what the people in the state of Minnesota want. That's what they're suggesting here, folks. Okay? This isn't a joke. This is really what's happening in the state of Minnesota. Okay? Now, I do got to say this in all fairness. If Scott Jensen was a man of convictions and he held to the truth of the matter concerning the U.S. law that God has bestowed upon us through common law, he would have probably won this by a landslide. But he didn't. And we already knew that the fix was in when Tim Walz took office in the first place. Again, just for the record. Now, again, let me put this into perspective for you. The mainstream media, those that set the narrative under the control of the CIA, right, on a global basis, want you to believe in the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, who shut down tens of thousands of small businesses through his unconstitutional orders, runs off of the murder of the innocent. That's his slogan to win office, re-election. Again, let me remind you, at his booth at the Minnesota State Fair, he had little to nothing when it came to his support base. So much so that he didn't even go to his booth, and his second debate with Scott Jensen was canceled because of his obvious lying cycle that was being exposed. Yet somehow or another, the mainstream media wants us to believe that Tim Walz won 52.3% of the vote. Let me add Keith Ellison along with this little mix too, friends, concerning those that have been planted in government. People never liked Keith Ellison. Since the very beginning of seeing this guy on the scene, he's a liar. Oh, by the way, Keith Ellison isn't from Minnesota neither, but I guess the people in Minnesota wanted him back. Keith Ellison, this is the guy that is a cop-killing supporter. He was denounced by the police force in the state of Minnesota. Completely denounced. They wanted nothing to do with them. Keith Ellison is also the one that wants to import 200 to 300% more Middle Easterns into the state of Minnesota. How many people in any state in our union would vote for an individual like that? But somehow or another, friends, Keith Ellison just won by the hair of his head. Notice it's always divided. I want you to see the map here, just so you can understand. And I want you to consider as you're looking at this map, okay? So this is the blue, and again, we're just going to show you how the game is played right now. See all the little blue spots throughout the state? Okay? Put that up against the red in the state, okay? Well, they'll say, well, it's a matter of population, Bradley. Yes, it is. But are you suggesting all the people in Minneapolis and St. Paul are voting for the likes of Tim Walz or that of Keith Ellison? I mean, many of them have suffered his abuses. Everybody in the state of Minnesota has suffered the abuse of both Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. Are you suggesting to me, people in Minnesota and throughout the United States of America that are seeing this for what it is, that we voted these people, we re-elected these people back in office to do the same things that they did first concerning their first 4 years of their criminal administrations? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, folks. But this is what they want you to believe. Also consider the fact that when you look at these maps, friends, when you look at these maps, guess who's delivering the poll results up? The mainstream media that 94% of the American people don't believe. You know what's going on here, folks, is the polling, the false polling, and the voter fraud that's taking place in this country. They're using that to keep the American people in line concerning the establishment that they control. Have you had enough yet? Well, if you have, then we got to take it one more step. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Have the people in the United States of America spoken? I'm here to stand in direct contradiction to what's being told to you right now. I'm telling you absolutely not. If you weren't paying attention to what took place January 6th, and we're going to get on some more of this, friends, in just a moment here, but January 6th was the message that their handlers, and I'm talking about corrupt clowns in the circus of politics, you know them as Republicans and Democrats, but they were actually speaking loud and clear concerning January 6th. See, they wanted to speak out against your First Amendment. The First Amendment says that the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. They don't want you to do that. See, they want you to just keep taking it to the voting booth. See, and isn't it interesting that the people that are incumbent, they never make reference to other corrupt politicians? Isn't it interesting they never point you to the resolve concerning Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution or Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 to bring about resolve concerning the issues? No, those are never highlighted. They're never referenced. Why? Because it will bring resolve. And it's justice, friends, and justice is what the American people need. Now, many people right now are saying, you know what, we didn't, this is not our voice, we are not the ones speaking right now, they are speaking loud and clear. Well, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Ron Paul and his people are saying the same things. And I want to observe this with you really quick because they're talking about the whole thing as being a fraud. Check this out.
Yeah, you made a point early on, Dr. Paul, that I think we should circle back to, and that is the fact that, yes, there are many races that we do not know the conclusion to. Now, people have been conditioned now to expect counting the votes takes time. No, it doesn't, and it never has in the past. We've only had this. Remember when an anomaly 2000 was, the nation was turned upside down because we didn't know the result right away. So just the very fact that we are still counting, we don't know who won, tells you the dire state of voting in America right now. In fact, I think probably the voting is cleaner in Venezuela than it is here.
Listen
carefully.
And I
was watching with disgust yesterday in places like Arizona, Maricopa County. You see, you saw some blue-collar workers showing up to vote. They get there, 20% of the voting machines just didn't work. They didn't they do a test run? They didn't work. So these guys, they had to get back to work. They can't afford to take the whole day off.
As if to suggest they didn't know it was coming up, right?
Do we know that these are Republican voters? We don't know. There's a good chance they were. But regardless of who they would have voted for, the idea that on Election Day, 20% of the vote counting machines didn't work. Also, a lot of people posted pictures of their ballots on Twitter. The ballots were printed in such a shoddy manner. I saw better ballots printed in Albania than I saw there. And in fact, they were so badly printed that the reader couldn't read, the automatic reader couldn't read the result. They had to spoil it and get a new ballot. So, and we've saw tons of problems in Pennsylvania and elsewhere. So the fact is, Dr. Paul, that voting in the U.S. is atrocious. It's an absolute disgrace. It's amazing that a so-called first world country cannot hold a first world type of election. So regardless of the result, got a real problem here with how we conduct our elections.
Absolutely. And again, friends, I think we need to pay attention to what's going on here, because the results that you got in your particular state are the results that they wanted you to get, okay? And we know in the state of Minnesota it's just not the case. Again, let me remind you, Tim Walz is hated in the state. You can have a conversation at the gas station. 9 times out of 10, you're going to have the same conversation. But again, they want you to believe that the people in the state of Minnesota, in my particular state, voted in Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. It's just not true. It's just not true. You know, I want to say this, because yesterday, and I need to revert back to this, the American people are going to have to take it to the next level and bring justice. Let me just say that. And we have the provision in the U.S. Constitution. Because, again, understand that the whole election cycle through this voting system, it's there to keep the people in line. And now what they're doing, it's a psychological manipulation is what it is. Now they're using it to browbeat people into submission. And we just played yesterday for you, treasonous Joe Biden. And what he said and what he was saying, friends, is, you know what, you got to love America regardless if you win the election or not. Folks, he was forecasting. As if to suggest Joe Biden won the people's vote. And again, remind yourselves, friends, back in January 6th, when he allegedly won during that time, friends, that he had to use the American military to defend him from the 80 million people that put him into office. They want you to just forget about all of that. And they're still driving the narrative that, listen, if you dare stand up against this system, we will crush you. Hey, folks, let them do their worst. Because the bottom line, friends, is when the American people come together unto God, and we know who the enemies are, and those are the ones that need to be lawfully dealt with. I said lawfully. And don't put words into my mouth, because people love to do that. Listen, Isaiah 26:9 tells us this. Listen carefully. You want answers? Here it is. And if you go to the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, the first thing that we do is establish justice. Justice is not what we're getting in America. We're getting more injustice. And it's interesting how people settle for the injustice. And what they do is they go around, like I've seen on social media platforms today, friends, everybody accusing states and people, well, Michigan, I guess you got what you deserved, as if to suggest the people in Michigan actually voted in Whitmer. Folks, don't play the fool and begin to attack your brothers and sisters who didn't vote her in. This is all voter fraud. And the same thing is happening all across the country right now. Well, good job, Oregon. Now you got the second, you set history again by allowing another lesbian to take office. Nope, folks. I would say stop right there. It's not the people voting her in. It's the establishment planting her in. And keep in mind the people that they're using to do this. We see this with Jared Polis. We see this in the state of Ohio. We see the sodomites being appointed to government positions. Why? Because they'll take orders. And that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did during his time on this planet. Now, with that, I want to get back to this point, friends. Don't get mad at your friends and say, like, for example, in the Minnesota, well, good job, folks. You got them again for another 4 years. Don't suggest and point the finger at me as being a part of the problem. I didn't vote him in. Matter of fact, 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota, you can already see on the board that they didn't vote him in neither. They put him there. They're casting this in your teeth. They're showing you that you have no power to stand against them, which, by the way, is very clear in Scripture that this is a judgment from God. This is a judgment from God. I got to say this in passing here. Follow me. So I called a representative this morning, and I said, so what are your thoughts on what's going on here? He said, this is what he said to me. Okay, now, this is the two-party system. This needs to be inserted right here, just to show you how unconstitutional people are in understanding their constitution. So I said to him, what do you suspect is coming down the road? Because I, for one, don't believe that the people in this state voted for Tim Walz or Keith Ellison, and I could keep going down the list. And he said, I don't know, he goes, but for the next 2 years, he goes, you better strap your seatbelt. He said, because now they can do what they want for the next 2 years. Did anybody catch that? Now they can do whatever they want to do for the next 2 years. No, they can't. See, but if you keep telling people that, they're going to believe that the what they call the left or the Democrats, that they can now do whatever they want to do because now they're a government unto themselves. No, they're not. Neither is the what you've been to, led to believe is the right. They're not a government unto themselves. They can't do what they want now that they're in power. They swore to uphold the Constitution. And according to Article 4, Section 4, they're there to uphold the laws, not to tear down the laws. But you've been led to believe, because you haven't done your homework, Hosea 4, 6, that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. No, they can't. But I'll tell you what, if you do let them get away with it, what's going to happen is they're going to keep solidifying things that are blatantly unconstitutional, like that of abortion. And when you allow a corrupt individual such as a Walz or an Ellison to go ahead and attempt to solidify and legitimize abortion as a constitutional right, you can rest assured what you're doing is sealing judgment upon that state by allowing them, because you will become accomplices in the sight of God for allowing them to do the things that they're doing. I just want to reiterate the point, folks. Tim Walz is not there by the vote of the people. I want to reiterate the point. Keith Ellison is definitely not there by the vote of the people. People hate this man. Law enforcement hates this man throughout the state. And what I know of the people in the state of Minnesota, a good majority of them hands down support law enforcement. Okay? So don't suggest to me that these people are there because the people are voting them in. No, they are not voting them in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. So this now leads me back, friends, to something I want to get to from yesterday, which continues on down the same trail concerning the topic in which we're highlighting. I want to bring back a conversation I had really quick from yesterday, and then I want to update you, and then I want to show you how to bring resolve concerning what it is that we're seeing on the horizon today. Because if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're going to have to take it to another lawful level. And impeachment and prosecution in some manners is not good enough, folks. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both candidates in a key Senate race say it could take some time before a winner is known. Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro is running against Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada. That race is one of the few outstanding results from election night, and it could tip the balance of power in the Senate. This as a race in Georgia is heading to a runoff.
Georgia's closely watched race between incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker appears to be headed for a December 6 runoff, according to a top official for the Georgia Secretary of State's office. Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's chief operating officer, tweeted Wednesday morning that while county officials are still doing their detailed work on counting the votes, we feel it is safe to say there will be a runoff. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, Tim Brown, from the morning show. He just sent over to me multiple reports of voting machine malfunctions, even running out of paper. Okay, folks, I mean, as if to suggest they didn't know that people were going to vote. You can sit there and play the fool all that you want with these people, and I'm not talking to everybody. To the people that I'm talking about are the ones that are convicted, so don't throw your stuff back at me if I'm not talking about you, because I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those that sit and do nothing. Ignorance and inaction. Okay? For those that want to sit there and suggest that everything is kosher and the way that it should be, you're sadly mistaken. And again, let me remind you, friends, all of this voting system, this is to keep people in line. This is to keep people dummied down. It's a psychological manipulation is what they're doing, and they're browbeating their opposition. And furthermore, if they had all of the support that they claim they have, which we all know that they don't, why are the borders wide open, Americans? Because it only goes to show you that they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. They don't cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. So we have multiple reports of voting machine malfunctions, even running out of paper, okay? And then I just got another one from morning show host Tim Brown. Dead man reelected in Pennsylvania. This is brand new. 1246. A Pennsylvania man who died earlier this year was reelected to his position as a state representative. Interesting. Bradley, they're legitimate. Don't tell me that they're not legitimate. How many times have these people been busted for voter fraud? And Americans, the question I have here for you, how long is it that you're going to sit back and allow them to continuously do the same things over and over again? And over and over and over again. This is the cycle. This is the problem. This is absolutely the problem that we have in this country. Well, we can't do anything else. Oh, yeah, we can. Oh, yeah, we can. We the people are the government. And we must demand, folks, not only just an impeachment, the prosecution. To send the message, and I'm going to give you some examples in just a couple minutes. As a matter of fact, why don't I just show you one right now? This is a guy named Sassamanese, and I want to show you how justice was brought about concerning that particular state. Am I for it or against it? I'm for justice. That's all I'm telling you, okay? But I want you to see what happened to corruption concerning Sassamanese, and I'll tell you, it's a short video. I'll tell you the story within the two-minute video. Check this out. A history lesson that teaches us that corruption is not tolerated in some governments. Scripture tells us in Proverbs 20, verse 8, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes, and how true it is. If justice is not brought forth upon the heads of the wicked, friends, you will end up with what Psalms 12, 8 tells us when it states that the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. In America, we can see on a daily basis that because justice is not brought forth by the American people upon the heads of the corrupt, that the wicked, in fact, do walk on every side. Yet again, history teaches us that this has not always been the case. Most recently, a true story was shared with me about how a king dealt with justice with that of a corrupt judge in Persia. A 16th century painting showing the skinning alive of a corrupt judge named Sassamanes in the year 500 BC. Sassamanes was a corrupt royal judge at the time of Cambyses II in Persia. It was discovered that he took a bribe in court and passed an unfair judgment. And as a consequence, the king ordered that he be arrested for his corruption and ordered that he be skinned alive. Now, before passing judgment, the king asked Sassamanes who he wished to nominate as a successor. Sassamanes, in his greed, chose his son Attanes. The king agreed and appointed Attanes to replace his father. He subsequently passed judgment and ordered that Sassamanes' removed skin should be used to upholster the seat on which the new judge would sit in court to remind him of the potential consequences of corruption. Attanes, in his deliberations, was forced to always remember that he was sitting on the skin of his executed father. This helped to ensure fairness and equity in all his hearings, deliberations, and sentences. In conclusion, none of us knows the crimes that were committed by that of Sassamanes, but you can rest assured that the punishment met the crime in order to deter it from ever happening again. Wow! Wait a second. So you have to raise the bar when it comes to the law and bring about justice upon the heads of those that violate the law, because if you don't do that, then they're going to do it again. Exactly. That's exactly my point. Justice guards our liberties. Here, what about our forefathers? What about George Washington? What did he do when someone committed the act of treason within the United States of America at the very inception of this country? Well, let me go ahead and share with you, friends, as to what did happen, because it really did, and it's predicated upon a true story. You ready for this one? This is George Washington, the first president. What did he do with those that committed the act of treason?
There's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the law of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed, and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been saved. But justice must be done.
So let me bring you over to this, friends, because I want you to understand the heart of my message here, okay? Because justice guards our liberties, right? It tells us in Jeremiah 9:24, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness, okay? Read Psalm 107. The next thing is judgments and righteousness. You can't have righteousness without establishing judgment, and you can't have judgment without understanding law. In the earth, the Lord said, for in these things I delight. What did he tell us in Psalm 97? Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. What of Psalm 122, verse 4? There the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. King David? Are we the seed of David? Why, yes, in fact, we are. And if you look at Scripture, friends, David was set as a light to the people. In other words, he set justice in the land to show the people as to who's behind the rule. Whose government was it? It was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's. When you look at Isaiah 51 verse 4, it says, listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. That's a different translation. Forgive me. Going back over to the King James Version, it tells us, hearken unto me, listen carefully, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light to the people. Okay. What about Amos 5:15? Hate evil, love good, establish justice in the gate, that it may be the Lord of the God of hosts will be gracious under the remnant, okay? And folks, I can go on and on and on in the New Testament as well, highlighting God's heart towards what's taking place in this country. What's destroying this country is what the people tolerate. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. You know what? I'm not sorry to say it. Common sense comes into play. Isn't it interesting how when someone violates a law when it comes to us peasants, the laws are dropped down hard upon the American people, and rightfully so. But how many times have these corrupt politicians that have been just reelected say at the mainstream media, we know it's not true, through voter fraud, folks, and propaganda outlets, one question I have for you. Since when did the American people fall asleep as if to suggest that it's okay for them to break the law, but it's not okay for you to break the law? And it's not okay for you to break the law. But guess what? There's no law given to give them to do the wrong thing. But yet they continuously do it. And what's the message that's being sent? No matter what they did, they're in power again. No matter what they did, they're in power again. And how does this fly in the face of the masses in this country? Even the illegals that come into America don't want to come to a corrupt nation, folks. They want justice. The only way that they're getting away with what they're getting away with, friends, is because the people are letting them do it, and they are setting a deceptive, lying, fraudulent narrative that the American people have, in fact, revoted or reelected them. No, they did not. No, they did not. I don't know of a person outside of someone that's guilty of abortion that would vote for somebody that would run on a campaign slogan of making sure babies can murder their babies. I don't know those people. I don't know them. And folks, I've spoken publicly over 3,000 times, and I've yet one person ever to come up to me and try to justify it, except one young person in Fargo, North Dakota, about 15 years ago, who didn't know her left hand from her right hand. Truth be told, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Haven't heard from you for a minute, Dan. How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic, Bradley. How are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing great. Just doing my job exposing these fraudsters for who they really are. And the American people all the while know that they're being lied to once again. And we have to get them to think outside of the box that the said globalists or the elitists, as they would have you believe, would have us stay in. We need to get them to think outside of that box and understand that this is the government that God has bestowed upon us, not upon them. And the way to set that record straight is to hold to the word of God under the Constitution, but we have to bring forth faith with works, James 2:14-26. My thoughts. What are yours, Dan?
Well, I can't agree with you more. That's exactly right. But I was going to tell you, I was having a conversation with some guys at lunch today, and they're huge Republicans, follow the whole narrative, and they're huge Trump supporters, and they're Christians, and they were telling me that they were just absolutely blown away at how Fetterman could win Pennsylvania. And so I decided to be a realist with them, and I said, well, do you think maybe the fact is that Fetterman is pro-abortion? he's pro for mutilation of children with, you know, the whole sexual transgender movement. I said, would it have to do with he's against the right for us to own guns? I said, would it have the right? Would it be part of the reason that he doesn't prescribe to God's biblical definition of marriage? I said, would it have anything to do with that? I said, you know, as Christians, we can't endorse those kind of people. Well, he's better than Fetterman. I said, in what way? I said, how can you endorse evil? And these guys, they said, well, it's still better than Fetterman. I said, in what way? Is he going to stop any of this? But my point is, Bradley, you know, the army we have today, unfortunately, is the army we're going to have tomorrow, because these people they're in a trance. They are only going to believe that everything is fixed through the Republican or the Democratic Party. And it's almost impossible to get these people out of it.
Let me say this, but hang on with me, okay, Dan? Okay, Second Chronicles 19:2, I make reference to this quite a bit. You got an echo going on in the background, too, by the way, Dan. Whatever I say, I hear it again. No, that's okay. But I want people to now understand what Second Chronicles 19:2 says. The Lord said, Jehu the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? He said, because you are going to the lesser of two evils and you're helping them regardless. He said, therefore is the wrath upon thee from before the Lord. That's scripture. So you want to go ahead and just try to pacify yourselves by saying, well, they're better than the other guy. Well, consider there's literally thousands of other options, and you've only got two options that have been given to you by the mainstream media, because they've been given to you by the powers that are tolerated. And the people don't realize that they're both two sides, both one right wing, one left wing. They belong to the same bird. They don't wake up. These are the clowns in the circus of politics. You'll always know the real ones, Dan, because of the trouble that they really get into for standing up against the establishment. And we have yet to see that for real. Because I'm not convinced of anything that's going on here. And I've said this before, and going back to Trump, as you just said, don't all those Trump worshipers, Acts 12:22, don't they realize that something's a little odd, that everybody's in jail and serving time for January 6th, but he was the leader of the coup and everybody's in jail but Donald Trump? Don't they think that's a little odd, Dan?
Well, when I bring that up, they're like, oh no, they went after him at Mar-a-Lago. I said, he wasn't even there. I said, that was nothing more than a honeypot. And, you know, they're all in this whole Elon Musk is going to say, but Bradley, I asked these guys, I said, hey, look, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, ask yourself this question. Would Jesus vote for Dr. Oz? And they're like, I don't know. I said, no, Jesus would not endorse evil. Jesus would not endorse the things that Dr. Oz stands upon.
He'd reprove it.
People think that you're just crazy for standing up on principle, because, you know, it's got to be the whole right-left battle. And Bradley, people forgot how to stand up, man. They think that, you know, that the idea of standing up is putting Trump back in. And, now they feel threatened that DeSantis, you know, had such huge success. And I know what you say about DeSantis, but at least DeSantis' track record through the pandemic, he was better than Trump. Now, I'm not saying that he's great, but I'm saying he was better than that. And now they're like, oh, well, you know, DeSantis is this. Because, you know, now DeSantis is fair game for Trump to attack. And it's all a circus. It's all to make it look like one is better than the other.
What do you suppose all these people, and I'm just going to go back to our forefathers again, because lest the enemy should put things into my mouth like they like to do, what would those today think of what Thomas Jefferson said and what our forefathers did in speaking in action, which speaks a lot louder than words, when he said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants? What do you suppose these common men, these do-nothings, these ones that want results but they don't want to fight for them, what do you think they would think of a guy like Thomas Jefferson? You think they would think that he was an extremist?
Well, I try to show them where John Adams said that, you know, his greatest fear was a two-party system. a great two-party system. They're like, well, that was back then. It's different now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not.
And they're all in on all this military expansion and, you know, just the abundance of wealth because, you know, we have to fight them over there so we don't fight them here so we go bankrupt. Bradley, we are in a war with reality that these people, they're removed from it.
Yeah, but I'm not, here's the good news though, Dan. I'm not gauged by what these people don't do. What I see them not do, I just see my duty to increase all the more to do what they undo. And the fact of the matter is that's who the Lord is looking to, and that's who the Lord is using. And what comes to my aid is John Knox when he said, a man with God is always in the majority. And if you think about a guy like John Knox, that prophet from Scotland, he was feared by corruption. Because they knew that that was not the one to play with. And I'm not talking about just fearing him. What I'm saying is that the Lord showed himself strong on their behalf. If God be for us, who can be against us? And I just want to reiterate the point too, Dan. God does not need a majority to prevail. He's always used a minority, and he'll continuously use a minority if we're willing and obedient because he promised that we would eat the good of the land. If we fail to do that, we're going to succumb and we're going to kiss the feet of our oppressors like those people that you're highlighting right now. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you on that, but, you know, they'll always tell me, oh, Trump is doing God's work, and they're convinced of this, and they are going to stand on that, and, you know, they're praying for Trump and, you know, getting out their, you know, Israeli rags and praying over them. I mean, it's just unbelievable, Bradley. You know,
well, why don't you have some of your buddies call into the show? I mean, it's interesting because when I'm on social media platforms, Dan, I get people taking shots at me all day long. But I would like for these people to call in and justify what I know that they can't justify. And here's the other thing, and just to make clear, we're called to come out from among them. We're called to be separate. And I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17, and then I'm thinking of James 4:4, where it says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God. If they're still trying to justify Trump, it's because they're trying to justify themselves. And the Bible is clear when it says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. These men are literally kissing the feet of their oppressors. They're aiding and adding strength to tyranny on a 24/7 basis, and sooner or later, they're going to be taken by the very ones that they're praising. And that is clearly throughout Genesis to Revelation, the judgment of God upon a disobedient people. And they've got coming what they've got coming because there's enough information out there, Dan, right now for all of us to come to the knowledge of the fact that we are guilty before God and we, my friend, need to repent before him and get this country right. But we can't get the country right until we're right before God. Acts 20, verse 21. Thanks for your call, Dan. I totally appreciate you. I would love to have some of those people that are justifying the unjustifiable continuously to call in and prove their point. And I know why they don't call in. Because there's no point that they can prove. They can't back it up with anything but those that are parodying the narrative through the mainstream media. And these are the people that decry the media as not telling them the truth, and yet they're the ones going right along with everything that the parrots continuously quack out. And that's not a joke, but it's kind of funny, I guess, a little bit in the sense of having a head knowledge of this, but when you see what's really taking place, there's nothing funny about it in any sense of the word. Tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to this because this is important, and what I always want to do is I always want to think through things the way that most aren't thinking. And what I'm saying is, Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about? What are we covering today? And it seems like without fail, friends, it just, here it comes, and it's like, oh, I never thought about that. Oh, I never thought about that. I want to talk about this red wave tomorrow that everybody was excited about. And I just want you to think about this overnight. Over the last 10 cycles of the red wave, what have they brought? But more of what you're dealing with today. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.